So the story I'm going to tell you took place in the mid-80s when I was in graduate school at Penn State. And if you've ever been to Penn State, you know that it's smack in the middle, geographic middle of the state, which means it's not close to anything. And if you don't like football and you don't like heavy drinking, there's not a whole lot to do. And I fall into that category. But fortunately for me, I really like to go hiking and I like to go camping. And I've met a group of friends who also like to do this. So this story takes place on a camping trip that we took during that time. And this camping trip was a little bit different than our normal camping trips because we had recently been to New York City and we had visited with some friends of friends and become quite close to them. And the two women that I'm talking about, one was Liz, who had grown up in Queens and had a really good, strong Queens accent. And she also had that New York attitude that's a little aggressive, but also kind of fun. And there was also Julia, who had grown up in Manhattan, and she was very worldly, but she had never been camping. So we were very excited to introduce them to our camping experience. And so a group went out and found a camping place halfway between State College and New York. And we agreed on a time to meet on a dirt road in a state forest without GPS or cell phones. And we managed to meet at this one spot. So there were three people coming from New York and New Jersey, the two women, and my boyfriend, who is now my husband, and five of us from State College. And we arrive at the campsite, which was really not a campsite. It was just in the woods. And we hiked in about a mile. And we set up our camp. And we, you know, we were in this gorgeous location. And we made a wonderful dinner on a fire, the coals and the fire. We had chicken packets. And we ended the night with lots of beer and roasting marshmallows and having s'mores. The next day, we got up all ready to go for a hike. So we go for a really nice hike, and we're hiking through the woods, and it's really pretty, and there's streams, and this was a location where there was a lot of water, and there were these, like, spring freshwater little streams that were coming down. And later in the afternoon, it was August, and it's really, really hot and humid, and we're trying to impress our friends who've never been camping. So somewhere along the line, we make the decision that we need to get into one of those streams. And so we're very careful. We come to a place in the trail where the trail goes up away from this beautiful little stream, and we walk down to the stream and bushwhack down there, and we bushwhack up the stream until we find this really pretty little pool of water. It's about 3 feet deep. And the big bonus was there was this natural waterfall that came down that was like a slide. So we were pretty sure we were safe to go skinny dipping. And we did not have our bathing suits. We did not have our towels. So the only choice we had was to skinny dip. So we took off our clothes and we jumped into the water, and it's so cool and fun. And this sliding board was incredible. You could just slide down into the pool of water, and we're having the greatest time until we hear a noise. And we turn and look at the other bank that we didn't come from, and standing there are about a dozen Cub Scouts. And we know that they are Cub Scouts because they're wearing those little handkerchief things. And they've got their little uniforms on. And they're looking with big wide eyes. And they're pushing each other. And they're very excited. And we think they're about third to fifth graders. And you know third to fifth graders, they're the ones that think bodily functions are hysterical. So, you know, like words like poop and burp and that four-letter word that starts with an F, fart, are the most hysterical things you could say, right? And they're looking out at us, and they're seeing breasts and tits and ass and male grown-up penises. And they have a whole new vocabulary to tell their friends. So we are sitting there going, what do? We're in the water. We can't exactly get out and run out and hide behind a tree. We don't have any towels. There's no place for us to go. And so we're trying to figure out what should we do. And then the Cub Scout leader comes. And of course, he's one of those, one of the kids' fathers, right? And we're thinking, oh, this poor man. He's now got to deal with these third to fifth graders who are going to constantly talk about their camping trip in which they saw naked people and nothing else. And he's trying to move them along, and he's trying to figure out what is he going to tell their parents. And we're feeling pretty bad for him at this point. So anyway, we kind of look at each other, and we're like, what are we going to do? And we realize there's absolutely nothing we can do. And one of my friends, Isaac, who's just about to slide down the slide, he gives a big whoop, and he goes flying down that slide into the pool, and we all just kind of relax and start frolicking in the water again. And the Cub Scouts keep coming, and it seemed like it was a really long line of Cub Scouts. But eventually they did clear. And at that point, we went back and kind of dried off and got our clothes on and realized that we had missed the trail on the other side of the creek. And in fact, that trail was very heavily used. So I felt a little bit bad, but also a little bit like, hey, I have a cool story. And that my friends, our friends that had gone camping, they were getting the whole experience. But I often think about on a different stage in a different city, if there is a not-so-young man who is telling the story of his first camping trip in which he camped in a tent and they cooked their food over the fireplace and they roasted their marshmallows and had s'mores and they saw naked people in the woods. Thank you.